So we're going to continue the discussion of Nusach this week. Last week was the difference between Nusach Sfar and Nusach Ashkenaz. Now we're going to discuss Losis Godardu, which happens to appear in this week's Parsha. What we wanted to touch upon is the issue that happens all the time, is that we end up davening in different minyanim that have different minhagim of our Nusach, about how we practice when it comes to davening. What's the proper conduct in these cases? There are three issues that come along with conducting oneself differently than the shul they're davening in. The first, the Gemara in Yevamos, the Yudala, teaches us about losis godudu, to not be agudas agudas, to not act differently than the tzibur. The Gemara seems to give two reasons that it shouldn't lead to machlokas, or it shouldn't lead to two Torahs in a Klal Yisrael, or it could be essentially the same thing. But that's the first issue of losis godudu. The second, the Gemara Msachim Daf Nun, talks about the importance of minhag hamakom and following the minhag of the location which you are. And the third is the Mishnah Pirkei Avos that tells us Hillel Omer Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibur, not to separate yourself from the tzibur. At the end of the day, are there nafka minas between the three? Perhaps, but we don't care for tonight. You shouldn't act differently than the group that you're in. Either losis godudu, Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibur, or minhag hamakom. Let's begin with Tachnun. There are four potential issues that come up with Tachnun. On Mondays and Thursdays, Nusach Ashkenaz, we recite a longer Behurachim, and then we do Nefil Sapayim. But Nusach Sfard, they recite Nefil Sapayim, and then Behurachim. They switch it around. So what do you do if you're in such a minyan, and you practice one of the other things? So Rav Menashe Klein writes in the Mishnah Halachos in Chelech Ches, he says that you should keep your minhag. He quotes the Gemara of Arizara Daf Ches that says, the name of Yeshua ben Levi, that although the Chachamim said that a person requests his own needs in Shema Tefillah, but if you want to recite Tefillos in Tachnunim after you finish Shemoneh Esrei, then even if your personal requests are as long as the Vidu on Yom Kippur, you can say them after Shemoneh Esrei, and you can recite them. So Tosfos explains this is only for personal tefillos, and not for tefillos HaTzibur, your own personal Shemoneh Esrei, not for the tefillah of the tzibur, not for Chazar Sashas. Therefore, Rav Menashe Klein considers this a personal tefillah. If you schlep along in your Behurachim, or your Nefil Sapayim, whatever it is, that's a personal tefillah, and therefore there's no issue of losis godudu. That's my personal thing. I happen to look different than anybody else, he says, but this is simply a continuation of my personal Shemoneh Esrei. And this is also the opinion of the Isha Yisra, which is now the modern classic in Hilchos Tefillah, and he says the same thing as well. However, I think they're in the minority. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is quoted in the Mechitzas Rabbeinu on page 52. He says it would be a violation of being Parish Menat Sibur if you don't say Tachnun in the way they're saying it. If they're saying Buhurachim, then you're saying Buhurachim. If they're doing the Fil Sapayim, then you're doing the Fil Sapayim. This is the sheet of the Ber Moshe, the Debrasina Rav, Rav Yitzhak Isaac Libis and the Beis Abi and Chelek Gimel, the Beis Baruch and the Chayadam, the Rav Ephraim Greenblatt and the Rav Ephraim Chelek Zion. I saw Rav Saria Dablitsky, all of the Shalom, in the Yagdil, in Yagdil Yaakov and the Olos Yitzchak as well, Rav Yitzchak Ritzabi and Chelek Beis and Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Halicha Shlomo all say if the Tzibur is doing something by Tachnun, then you're doing it by Tachnun. If they're standing, you're standing. If they're sitting, then you're sitting from the Nefil Sapayim as well. Next, there seems to be a middle shita, the Maram Brisk. The Maram Brisk writes in the Chelek Aleph and Siman and Aleph that you should follow your own minhag, but not in a way that's apparent. You can cheat a little bit. Therefore, he suggests you can say Nefil Sapayim while standing and just kind of casually lean. I don't know what that looks like exactly, but you can casually lean on your arm and it's not such a big deal. Nobody will notice. And when the tzibur gets to Nefil Sapayim, so you mimic regular Nefil Sapayim. You pretend that you're already doing it, even though you did it before. And don't say it with them. The Kaf HaChaim in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph also says, the tzibur says Vuhurachim before Nefil Sapayim, then the person who usually davens is Sfard can say Nefil Sapayim while standing and leaning as well. The Kenyan Torah Bahalachin Chelek Beis agrees and says that someone who davens Nusach Sfard in a Menag Ashkenaz should stand for a few moments, pretend you're saying Behurachim, da 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 da, and then sit down and say Nefil Sapayim. So we have the middle sheet over here. Most poskim, certainly poske Ashkenaz, who davens Nusach Ashkenaz, say you got to do what the Sefer's doing, and some of the other poskim say if you can finagle it in a way that no one's going to notice, then you can do that as well. That's number one. Number two, Tachnun. We know Nusach Sfar says Vidui, Nusach Ashkenaz does not. So what do you do in such a situation? Do you say the vidu? Do you not say the vidu? So Rav Menashe Klein again, the Mishnah Halacha Sidchei Leches says you should follow your personal minug because of Al Tvitos Charasi Mach. You have to follow your customs. And he says that this was also the instructions of the Square Rebbe because the Arizal said you have to say vidu. He says, Einachi Nami, maybe you're not allowed to be poshman at Tzibor. But the Arizal said you have to say vidu after Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore that takes over that other din. He repeats this in Chelek Yud Aleph. He says that people are in Makbet nowadays. If you recite Vidui and Minyan Ashkenaz, they don't really care what you do anyway. And this is the sheet of Rabbi Avraham Yosef in the Mayan HaOmer and Chelek Aleph. They ask him this question. And there's a Kovetz, there's a Torah journal we're going to quote from a number of times tonight called the Aliba de Hilchasa. Aliba de Hilchasa is the Torah journal that is put out by the publishing house Avas Shalom, Rav Yaakov Moshe Hillel's publishing house. They put out a Torah journal every year called Aliba de Hilchasa. So in volume 13, there's a tshuva from Rav Yaakov Moshe Hillel who explains that al pi kabbalah from the Arizal, the vidui must be said at this point in davening. You shouldn't be concerned about standing while people are sitting. Since they understand you're saying vidui, and the Arizal said you have to do it. And it's not losis kodu, because in every city there's a mix of different types of people nowadays, and people daven all different types of weird things, and therefore do what you have to do when it comes to this case. Now, the other reason to defend this is from Rav Yaakov Kamesky. He notes that in some of the old Siduri Ashkenaz, the old Ashkenazi Sidurim, they said vidui. So Rav Yaakov says, it's not being punished at Sibur, because Ashkenazim also apparently said vidui at one time. The Nusach Ashkenaz also did it, and therefore he finds no issue if you want to at the end of the day.
So let's do it in the reverse way. Because if you have to measure, right, Lefkish is obviously Rav Yaakov, that he was, he actually loves Hasidic,
yes,
customs him, so he's not, yeah, he's not like a pure,
no, correct. He's just defending the practice in this particular case.
The logic would apply both ways.
Both ways. I guess so, yeah.
I mean,
perhaps.
If you could say one or the other.
I hear. Perhaps. I hear. Okay. What about those who say you follow the minhag of Makom when it comes to vidui? Rav Moshe Feinstein, Negros Moshe, or Achai V'Chelek Gimelsim, Peites. You may not recite vidui when the tzibur is saying tachnun. You must follow the minhag of Makom. However, if you can do it in a way where it's not going to be obvious that you can follow your own minhag. I don't know what that looks like, but Lo Yitzur, a person could create such an institution, then that would be fine. In the Negros Moshe, in Chelek Dalad, in Siman Lama Dalad, he suggests reciting vidui without hitting the heart and without saying Yirgim Midos, because that requires a minion. So you can't say Yirgim Midos anyway. So just say the vidui standing there and no one's going to notice anyway. The Ber Moshe also says to follow the Minhag HaMakom. In the Aliba de Hilchasa, they know this is the Shita of Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Rav Yashav and Rissen Karelts and Rav Suya Dablitsky and the Beis Avi and Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shul and the Orlet Zion and the Yontov Sheni Kilchas. So most poskim say when it comes to vidui, you follow what the Tzibur is doing. Rav Sternbach and Shuvas Hanagos and Chelek Aleph says that when davening a minion that says the Yigal Midos and Vidu, you must say it with them. You cannot stand there and do nothing. So if you're Nusach Ashkenaz and they're saying Vidu, you have to say the Vidu and Yigal Midos. And he says the Yigal Midos are Devarim Shebegdusha. You wouldn't not say Kedusha or Baruch or Kaddish with a minion that was saying those things. Of course, how could you not? It's Devarim Shebegdusha. So if the Tzibur is saying Yigal Midos, you have to say it, says Rav Sternbach. That is number two. Number three. The Ramaz says that Nefil Sapayim is not said on the hand with the Tefillin. And the Vilna Gaon says that Nefil Sapayim is done on the hand with the Tefillin. So what do? If you follow the sheet of the Gra, you always put your head down on your weaker hand, on your left hand, so that even when you're wearing Tefillin. So what do if you're davening in a standard Minhag Ashkenaz? So the Chai Yadam writes in Klal Lamed Beis, you can't follow the sheet of the Gra. Sorry, tough. You got to go on your right hand. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chai Yadam Lahalacha. However, there are a number of poskim nowadays who disagree. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Rav Menashe Klein, Rav Avraham Yosef in the Chavadas Chelek Dalad, Rav Sternbach as well, says that nowadays, since there are so many people with different minhagim, they daven together, they don't feel this is such a big deal. And also, what's everybody doing? Their heads down anyway. So they're not going to notice it because everybody has their head down. So they're not going to see what you're doing.
Yeah, Chai Adam was the biggest fan.
Like 100%. But they say that many poskim say nowadays it's not the end of the world to do it. I will tell you this. I heard today from Rabbi Palakoff, Rabbi Ephraim Palakoff. So he davened by Rav Ilson's. He learned by Rav Ilson's yeshiva when it was still in existence in Mei Sharim. So he told me that Rav Ilson's used to do tachanun on both arms. I don't know what this was, but he would do, I assume he still does it, he would cross his arms like this and put it down like that, and he was Mekayim both shitas. I don't know what that accomplished exactly, but that was just a Mari Makam. I don't know what to do with that. I'm not saying anybody should do it, but that was just an interesting Mari Makam, Zu Tachran on both hands. Okay. B'nai, fourth in the Tachran paragraph, is B'nai Ashkenaz, we recite Racham V'chanan for Nefil Sapayim. That's the Perek Tehillim we say. B'nai Svarad, meaning Edom Mizrach, in Eretz Yisrael, mostly, but also in Chutz La'aretz, they recite Mizmor LaDavid Oylecha Shem Nafshi Asa, but they don't know Nefilas HaPayim. Where does this all come from? The Zohar says that you should say this paragraph of the Nefilas HaPayim, the paragraph of Mizmor LaDavid, with your head down. But the Zohar also says, if you say it and you don't have a proper kavana, terrible things will happen to you. So Svardim and Ashkenazim both were bothered by the Zohar, so we both decided to do things to solve the problem. But we both did different things. We keep Nefilas HaPayim, Nisach Ashkenazim, we do Nefilas HaPayim, but we switch the Perek Tehillim that the Zohar said to use. So if we do it wrong without Kavana, it's not such a big deal. The Svardim kept the paragraph that the Zohar says to use, but they got rid of Nefilas HaPayim. So we're both scared off by the Zohar, but we just solve the issue two different ways. So what do? You're an Ashkenazi davening by Sfardim. Do you do Nefilas HaPayim, or do you not? Or do you say their paragraph? So Shlomo Zalman in the Halicha Shlomo says an Ashkenazi davening with Sfardim can say his regular Perek of Tehillim, but just without Nefilas HaPayim. That's fine. Just don't need Nefilas HaPayim. And this is the Shita Rav Yashav, Nissen Karel, Sosia Dublitsky, all according to Alib de Hilchasam. The Chuas Hanagos and Chelik Dalad says that if Sfardim and Ashkenazim live in the same city and they know each other's minhagim, and the Emes v'Hashalom Ahavo, and they love each other and there's peace and there's no machlokas, then you can follow the minhag for Nefilas HaPayim no matter where you're davening. However, if Sfardim almost never walk into your shul and Ashkenazim almost never walk into the Sfardi shul and they don't know anything about each other's minhagim, then you have to follow the minhag makam. But if there's this big intermingling, he feels that's not such an issue at the end of the day. That was Tachdim. That was the first four. Good. I think we have 12 left. Okay. Let's discuss other tefillos. Psukei Dezimra and Birchos Kriyas Shema. Nusach Svard and Ashkenaz, Nusach Ashkenaz, both daven different nuschos for Psukei Dezimra, certainly famously with Odu by Nusach Svard. And Nusach Svard inserts other words in Birchos Kriyas Shema that we don't have in Nusach Ashkenaz. Is that, if you're davening such a minyan, must you daven their nusach for Psukei Dezimra and Birchos Kriyas Shema, or can you daven yours to yourself? Rav Menashe Klein, Rav Nissen Karel, and Shia Dublitsky all are citing the Libet Hilchas as saying that you can daven your nusach for these things in a different shul, even out loud. Even out loud. They find no issue at all, because everyone's davening Psukei Dezimra out loud, everyone's saying Birchos Kriyas Shema out loud, nobody's paying attention to you. Even out loud, they don't have a problem with it. That's one shita. Comes Rav Moshe Feinstein, Or HaChaim, in Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Gimel. And he says that a person is always allowed to recite Psukei Dezimra and Birchos Kriyas Shema out loud, to the extent that your neighbor can hear you. Even to that extent. There's no problem ever davening those things, Psukei Dezimra and Birchos Kriyas Shema out loud, even other people can hear you. He then says that if it's difficult for you to say a different nusach for Psukei Dezimra and Birchos Kriyas Shema, because you're familiar with your nusach, you can say your nusach in a different shul, but it must be quiet that nobody can hear it. So if you daven Nusach Sfar, you're davening an Ashkenazi shul. Nusach Ashkenaz in the Nusach Sfar shul, or Sfardim. If you want to daven your personal Nusach, it has to be quiet. Nobody else should hear it. Says Rav Moshe, that's fine. However, if it's not a problem, ideally, says Rav Moshe, ideally, if you can handle davening a different Nusach in a different shul, says Rav Moshe, then you should not switch, and you should say the Nusach HaTzibur. Only somebody who's going to be bothered by not davening their Nusach for Psukei Dezimra and Birchos Kriyas Shema should switch. But if you're not going to be bothered, says Rav Moshe, then by all means, daven the Nusach of the shul you're davening is. Because Rav Moshe is afraid that a person will forget that he's not davening in his regular minyan, and then he will then recite things out loud that the Tzibur are not saying at that point in time, and that would be a violation of Lo Siskodetu. Rav Moshe is very, very fearful of this issue happening. And he repeats this again in the next Siman and Siman Chav Dalet, and he writes, "Ube'etzem kesha'ata mispalel b'beis haknesses b'tzibor." When you're davening in a shul with the tzibor, It's usher to say things out loud differently than Tzibur. Says Rav Moshe, I find it preferable to daven the Nusach of the Tzibur you're davening in, unless it's going to really mess up your davening, to daven in their Nusach. In the Igros Moshe, again in Orachayim Chalik Bey Simen Kuf Dalet, he elaborates and he says that all things, besides for Shmon Esrei, should ideally be said in the Nusach HaTzibur. That's Ramosha's rule. The only thing you should keep for your own Nusach, says Ramosha, when davening in a different shul, is your Shmon Esrei. But everything else, you should follow the Tzibur. And he again reiterates his support for davening out loud, and therefore the fear of reciting a different Nusach in front of the Tzibur. Meaning, in Ramosha's mind, the issue of davening out loud is more important than davening your usual Nusach. It's very important to Ramosha to daven Psukah Zimra Bechas Kriyat Shema audibly so you can hear and have kavan and concentrate. And he says that trumps davening your personal Nusach in that Tzibur. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach and Halicha Shlomo says to recite your meaning for Psukah Zimra and Bechas Kriyat Shema just quietly. So that's the Shita by, that's Psukah Zimra Bechas Kriyat Shema. Truth be told, I did not fully understand Rav Moshe's Shita until I went through the Tshuvas the other day. I always had a vague understanding, but it was a chiddush to me after I went through them carefully that this is how he understands it. Okay. Aleinu and the end of davening. We know that Nusach Sfard for Ashkenaz switches the order Shir Shayom Aleinu, and they add in Kelokeinu and Kaveh Hashem, all those things, and Nusach Ashkenaz just says Aleinu into Shir Shayom. That's it. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says in the Halicha Shlomo that one should follow the Seder for the end of davening, the Shir Shayom, Aleinu, and Kaveh El Hashem, based on the Menag HaMakom. This is the Shita of Rav Yashav as well. So if you're davening Nusach Sfarad Minyan, you end davening like they do. Ignore your Seder, end davening the order they do. The Avnei Yashva, Rav Feinhandler, he writes that Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher and Shia Dablitsky told him that you should follow your own Minag, and he says there's no issue with bowing, because some people don't bow during Aleinu anyway. So you're not bowing, wouldn't be noticeable. If you're davening your own thing, who's going to care at the end of the day? Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, the Or Letzion, says that if a Svardi is davening with Ashkenazim, he should recite Aleinu twice. He should recite Aleinu after Asher Bal Letzion, like they do, say Shir Shayom, and then say another Aleinu at the end in order to be Mekayim, the meaning of the Svardim. And then you should recite the Aleinu at the end, because the Arizal said it should follow such an order. And therefore he says to say two Aleinus. That's his chiddush. Okay. The last thing in the realm of personal davening is the David. We know that Nusach Ashkenaz says the David at Marim, Nusach Sfarad says the David at Mincha. So Shlomo Zalman says in the Halicha Shlomo and the Isha Yisrael say that you should recite the David based on the Menag HaMakom. However, they note, just make sure to say it twice a day. You have to say the David twice a day, in the morning and in the afternoon and evening. If you daven Mincha by Nusach Ashkenaz, and you daven Mar by Nusach Sfarad, you're not going to say the David twice a day. So you got to make sure to remember where you daven that day and catch up at the end of the day. The Divrei Moshe and Rafaim Greenblatt and the Yalkut Yosef all say your minug, follow your minug when it comes to the David at the end of the day. Okay. Dvarim that come because of the Tzibur. Let's talk about Kedusha. The Nusach for Kedusha is different, as we know famously, Nusach Sfar, Nusach Ashkenaz. So the Liba de Hilchasa says, quotes the name of Nissen Karelitz, that he heard from the son of the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim felt that when reciting Kedusha with a different Tzibur, you should recite it like the Nusach of that Tzibur. That's what you should do. If you daven by Nusach Sfar, then you say Nusach Sfar, Nusach Ashkenaz, say Nusach Ashkenaz. And the Nesiv says the same thing in the Meshiv Davar, and the Igros Moshe or Achaim Chelik Beis gives two reasons why all Kedusha must follow Nusach HaTzibur. He says, one, is that this Amira, this speech, is coming from the Koach of this Tzibur. This Kedusha is effective because of the Tzibur. And if you're saying a different Kedusha, then you're not effectively davening with that Tzibur. The Kedusha is not having its power. The other is that when you recite Kedusha, it's meant to be with the Shliach Tzibur, right? The Shliach Tzibur and the Tzibur are saying Kedusha together, biyachad. Right? Ideally, the Shliach Tzibur should not wait to say Kadosh Kadosh. He's supposed to say it together with the Tzibur. It's supposed to be the Tzibur as one. Therefore, you're not reciting Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur if you're saying a different Nusach, says Rav Moshe. and that wouldn't be effective. This is repeated again in Chelek Beis and Chav Dalet, and again in Chelek Hay, which has a slightly different formulation, and the same understanding is repeated by the Minchas Yitzchak, the Shraga Meir, and Rafaim Greenblatt as well. Kedusha has to be your particular Nusach. Okay. The Aliba de Hilchasa cites Rav Meir Bransdorf, Rav Menashe Klein, who both say that you can recite your own Kedusha in a minyan with a different Nusach. They have no problem with it. You see a theme in Rav Menashe Klein. He always seems to say to hold your own minhag. And the Shuas Vanagos explains in our days, again, different communities, everything is mixed up, nobody's paying attention, everybody loves each other, Shalom Yisrael, and it's not a problem, it's not lo sisko to do. Rav Yaakov Moshe Hillel says that a Sephardi who davens with Ashkenazim should recite his own Nusach, as long as he doesn't recite out loud for others to hear. Rav Shlomo Zalman Halicha Shlomo says if you answer loudly, you have to answer like a tzibur. If you answer quietly, then you say your own Nusach. A compromise. Okay, what about Kaddish? Kaddish is also sometimes a confusing issue. The Aliba de Hilchasa says in Chelek Vav, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashuv, Nissen Karel, Rav Menashe Klein, Rav Sia Dablitsky, when you recite Kaddish, you have to answer the way of the Kaddish and Nusach of the Shul. If they say Brichu, then you say Brichu. They say Amen, then you say Amen. Whatever, however you're answering. The Ur Litzion in Chelek Beis has a Svardi who would normally say Veitzmach Barkonei Veikrev Meshichei can also say it's from Davening Nusach Ashkenaz. Even though there are issues of Los Eskodri when it comes to Nusach HaKadosh, but the Nusach HaKadosh is Choshev Lefia Kabbalah, he says. The Kabbalah dictates you have to say this. And this is the Shita of Rav Yaakov Moshe Hillel, who says you can recite your regular Nusach of Kaddish lower so it won't distract the others. Tzarchi in on that because 10 people have to hear your Kaddish. So if you're saying it so low that 10 people aren't going to hear it, I'm not exactly sure.
It's a conflict. You say you have to hear it, then by definition.
So yeah, I'm not sure exactly what he means. And the Yalkut Yosef says Sephardim should answer Amen and Brichu like the Ashkenazim. The Kav HaChaim stresses the importance of having 5 Amens. If you say Brichu, there won't be 5 Amens. Whatever it is. Personally, I feel that when somebody davens, I know it happens sometimes in shul, when Sephardim will daven the shul, they'll say Vitzmach Bokrei. Personally, I feel they should daven our Nusach HaKadosh, but have to pick here.
In fact, for a non Chassidic, they treat it as a very big attack on the Atzmach Pokrei and stuff like that.
No, yeah, for 100%. The Brisker Rav has a whole sheet. The Brisker Rav has a whole thing. He doesn't think Beitzvach Pokrei is a real thing. Yeah.
So it's you have to take Poskim who. So you have to somebody who doesn't believe the same thing.
Correct.
That's the only thing that's.
But so you have to pick your battles. Yeah, 100%, for sure. Okay, the last thing is standing for Kaddish and Bracha when a Svardi is and Baruch when a Svardi is davening with Ashkenazim. We stand for Kaddish and Baruch, Svardim do not. So the Chav Adas writes in Chelek Gimel that there's no chiyuv to stand for Kaddish and Baruch, but a Svardi should stand for Kaddish and Baruch when davening Ashkenazim. And this is repeated in the Yalkut Yosef as well in the Halacha Brura, both sons of Ravad Yosef. Okay, Yantav, let's discuss some Yantav halachos. Lulav, you wave Lulav for Nusach Svard or Nusach Ashkenaz, now I'm for Minyan. So the Orchos Rabbeinu, the Stipler, says that Lulav should be shaken in the direction of the Beis HaKnesses regardless of your personal minhag. And the opinion of Avad Yosef as well, and the Chazon of Avad and Sukkos, you wave in the direction, you could put somebody's eye out. Everybody's davening, shaking that Lulav in a different direction. You got to be careful. The Piskei Tshuvas, who I've express my feelings about in the past, but the Piskei Tshuvas writes in Siman Tov Reish Aleph that there's no lo sisko to do for a minag, and therefore anyone can wave a lulav in the direction of their nusach. This is not the consensus of any poskim that I saw. The sources he cites to support this are talking about, he totally messed up the sources. The sources he's talking about that say that you can change the minag is the machlokas and the minag of when you shake down, do you shake with the head of the lulav down or the bottom of the lulav down? And so he said, the poskim say, in that case, you can follow different minhagim. And he cites those poskim to say that you can shake the lulav any direction you want according to a minhag. That's not what the poskim are saying. Another tzarachi on the Piskei Tshuvas, but I'll continue my battle another time. Okay. Halal in a shul that says halal on Leil Pesach, and you don't have a minhag to do it. So in our shul, we do have the minhag to say halal. So this is nogei lemaisa for every single person here. Rav Moshe writes in Orachayim Chelek Beis and Siman Tzadi Dalet that if a shul follows the sheet of the Gra or the Chasidim and recites Halal in shul on Leil HaSeder, then it's usher to leave the shul before Halal and it's losis kodesh. It's usher to check out before Aleinu and say, I'm getting home early for the Seder.
Does he see the reverse? Do the men shuls which do not say it when they do it at the end. Why is it losses go to for people to say ho after?
That would be, yeah, for sure, 100%.
Because that's standard. More shuls in
the unless system. The shul says the no, hour.
Then the reverse way becomes is why isn't like tefillah on Yantav, where basically
tefillah on Yantav is a whole thing that we don't have.
Mitzvah says that basically modern shuls are not set up with mitzvahs in America with. Most of them except Shnibos with specific minhagim. They are set up that way.
But I'm saying, but if the shul has the minhag,
any shul minhag is really the same way. If you go tefillin that way, then that's the Messiah says.
I don't think tefillin halal is the same. I don't think it's the same.
It's the worst problem.
100, for sure. But I don't think tefillin halal is the same because tefillin is your personal thing that you're doing. Halal is that Sibur is getting up and saying halal, and then people are leaving. I think that creates more of a friction. I don't think it's the same.
Tefillin's more obvious. You go to a 100%. You try and put tefillin on shul in Israel.
100%. 100%.
Except in America, shul's metzias in the past.
Correct.
56 years, as opposed to, let's say, not.
I'm not arguing. I agree 100%. But if the shul is getting up and they're saying halal, and people are walking out,
there'll be any walkout at that time. Somebody could not if somebody walked off 10 minutes early. So if a person walked out dafka before then, that's
correct. If they're making a point to say I'm not saying halal, so then again, Rav Moshe give a time frame. I'm not sure. Rav Moshe says you don't have to say the bracha when you say halal because that's bitsina.
That doesn't change the problem because it was Rav Salvechik. But saying his logic about why that's a yihon yomatzmut that causes
correct.
A problem with the brachos
for sure. But I'm saying but nevertheless, this is Rav Moshe's. I don't know anybody who disagrees with Rav Moshe. I didn't find anybody else. The Antosheni Kalchasa says the same thing. And it would be a person should have to stay in.
So is the ultimate contention if the Sibur does say it, you should say it with a bracha, even though it's not Germanic?
No, I would tell a person not to say it with a bracha if it's not Germanic, but you definitely should say it with the Sibur. The last piece of the issue of Yom Tovim is Piyutim. And by Birchas Kriya Shema, by Yom Norayim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Piyutim. So the Ramah famously writes in Rachayim Simin Samaches, Ein la'adam lefrosh atzma mehatzibur b'makom shenagu la'omram v'yomar osam imahem. If the Sibur says Piyutim, you got to say the Piyutim. This, the Ramah is very, very stark about this. He's very clear about it. You can't skip the Piyutim that Sibur is saying at that time. You just got to pick a shul that has Piyutim like to say. That's the answer. Okay. A few more in Yanim. Masoris Moshe, which is the notebooks of Rav Tendler that they've been writing out recently in Chelek Aleph, says that Rav Moshe, when he would daven Chassidus Shtibel and they put him on the Mizrach Vans, he would wear a gartel because he thought it was inappropriate that he was a rabbi and he was at the Mizrach and everybody else was wearing a gartel. He wasn't, so he would wear a gartel. So if you're a Chashev person and you're davening by Chassidim, so Moshe would say to wear a gartel. If you're not a chashev person,
Moshe would not wear a gartel when he's davening his son-in-law shul.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what she has saw. I mean, that's also chashev person.
No, for sure, 100%. So Moshe would say he was his own person. He didn't instruct anybody else to do it. He felt it was his own personal thing. The Rav Yosef Raim has a long piece in Chelek Hei about Bachrim and Yeshiva who are Sfarim Ashkenazim wearing Talesim after bar mitzvah, before getting married. He has a whole discussion there as well. Not for now. Let's discuss the sometime contentious issue of Yiruei Neinu and Baruch Hashem by Maariv. And be saying that or skipping that. Let's discuss three cases. What if a Ben Eretz Yisrael is davening in Chutz La'aretz, or Ben Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael? Okay? In Eretz Yisrael, just because they don't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, and Chutz La'aretz we do. So what do we do in such a case? Says Rav Menashe Klein, I'm sure you can fill this in by now, and Rav Vosner, that you must follow the Minhag HaMakom. And the reason is that the dominant Minhag HaMakom is that location. They feel that you have to do what they're saying. However, Rav Moshe writes in Arachayim Chelek Beis and Simen Kuf Beis that the individual should follow their personal Minhag when it comes to saying Baruch Hashem Le'olam. And a Ben Eretz Yisrael should never say, and a Ben Chutz La'aretz should always say it. Regardless of Minhag HaMakom. So if you go on a trip to Eretz Yisrael and they're not saying it, then theoretically you should say it. However, in the case of a Ben Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, it's best to say Kriya Shema slowly, says Rav Moshe, so you don't have to say it at all, because then you'll say Shehech Seshman Esri with the Tzibor. So he says, if you're from Eretz Yisrael and you're davening in America, so just say a long Kriya Shema, and by the time you get to Kaddish, you have to say Kaddish with them anyway. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not also an issue for Ben Chutz La'aretz, it also should be an issue. Because once the Tzibur says Kaddish, you have to get up and say it with them. And you don't have to make it up afterwards. But if you're very speedy, for whatever reason, and you're sitting there waiting for the tzibur, then theoretically Rav Moshe would say you should say Baruch Hashem Le'olam if you're in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what how that would happen, really. If you're very, very speedy.
It's faster than the person who could easily do it. But the problem with that is you're obviously doing something different than many.
Why? They're saying words. You're saying words. That's it. They don't know what you're saying. For sure. This is the sheet of the Ber Moshe to keep your minag, Chelek Zion, and the Betzela Chachma, Laharas Nasan, Rus Ephraim, Shus Vanagos, Halacha Brura. The Halacha Brura of Avad Yosef's son, so he says that a Ben Eretz Yisrael davening in Chutz La'aretz shouldn't daven as the Sheikh Tzibor. So he doesn't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. If you have an issue saying it, then don't daven for the Tzibor. If he's davening as the Sheikh Tzibor, then if he has to, let's say he has to say Kaddish or something like that, and he has to daven for the Tzibor, then he should wait for the Tzibor and afterwards begin with Kaddish. That's what the Halacha Brura says. That's what Rav Avad Yosef's son says. Okay. Next, you daven one way and you daven a shul, daven the other way. Let's say it's not Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz, you're just davening different shuls in America. So Rav Avad Yosef writes in his Mor Yisrael Masachas Brachos, you should keep your minhag regardless of the situation. The Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe says in Yeradei Chela Gimel, that if one says Yirei Neinu, but on Motzei Shabbos he doesn't. Some shuls on the minhag not to say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, because everybody's there. And we don't assume that somebody's coming in from the field, as is the origin of the minhag. And he's davening a place where they do say it on Motzei Shabbos, he can skip the bracha as long as it's not noticeable that he's not saying the bracha. Again, I don't know how that's possible, because it's going to be obvious when he starts saying Kaddish without saying it, that it's not going to be said. This is the sheet of the Ber Moshe, the Betzalel Chacham, the Rav Ephraim, Shulchan Aruch as well. Okay, the more complicated one, we've actually discussed this, we'll just end with this. We've actually discussed this in the past on Shabbos. What if you're the Sheikh Tzibur in a shul that does the opposite of your minhag, in general? You're the Sheikh Tzibur in a shul that does the opposite of your minhag. So Rav Moshe says that the Sheikh Tzibur must recite it, if that's the minhag of the shul when it comes to say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, the Sheikh Tzibur must say it, and he brings a proof from the Gemara Masachim Kuvvav. What's the Gemara Masachim? And the Rashbam. The Gemara says that when Rav Ashi visited a different city, he recited a shorter Kiddusha Rabbah, a shorter version of Kiddush for Shabbos. We know Kiddush Shabbos Day is just Bori Pri HaGafen, with a bunch of other Pesukim that we're adding later, but Kiddush Shabbos Day is just Barachat Hashem El Cholam Bar Pi HaGafen. And he was asked to recite Kiddush, and he recited the shorter Kiddush on Shabbos Day, even though, says the Rashbam, his minug was to recite a full Kiddush from Friday night, Shabbos Day. Rav Ashi's minug, that's the Rashbam that we kind of misinterpret the Gemara sometimes. Rav Ashi gets to the city, they ask him to make Kiddusha Rabbah, he gets all flustered, he just says Bar Pi HaGafen, everyone's happy. So the Rashbam says, what, he never recited Kiddush before during the day? No, Rav Ashi's minug was that just like at night he said Vayechulu and the whole Shtikl Torah, he said the whole thing during the day as well. So what do we see from Rav Ashi? He was in a different town, they had a different minug regarding Kiddush, and he was the essential of the Sheikh Tzibor, and he recited their Kiddush. Says Rav Moshe, case closed. If you're leading the Tzibor in a different community, you follow their minhagim, nothing to discuss. Rav Shlomo Zalman of the Chashomo says, the Shatz can skip the brach if it's not nicker. Again, I'm not clear how that's possible. I don't understand what Rav Shlomo Zalman is being quoted as saying. I don't know how it's possible, but in this magical situation, I guess it could occur. And this is the Shita, again, you have to say it, of the Betzalel Chachma, the Shulchan Hanagos, Rulis Ephraim, and Chelekei. This touches upon just the last point.
I saw Russell Rachel dubbing a show with Sigmund. He always said, he made clear that he heard Roshan Mamein, and he heard Kimo Chushachai. It's quite clear that he wasn't just waiting to the time.
That would make sense. I would also point out, though, if you're one who doesn't say it, and you're dubbing a show that does say it, do not get up and start stretching for Shemona Esrei when everyone's saying Baruch Hashem Le'olam. Sit down and be quiet.
You have to make same watch and say, but it's foul.
For sure, you have to whatever they're doing, you got to pretend like they're doing it. You can't it's not time to stretching or every Shemona Esrei while everyone's saying Baruch Hashem Le'olam. You got to at least pretend like they're saying it. Let's discuss the end of the Sheikh Tzibur again. Rav Moshe, we discussed here on Shabbos once regarding a Sephardi who wanted to be Sheikh Tzibur in an Ashkenazi shul. And I discovered, totally by accident, the tshuva of Rav Yosef in Yabi Omer Chelek Vav in Siman Yud, where he says that Svardi Shahi Aragi Lavor Lefnei Ateva Lios Shliach Tzibur Besochid Beis Chodesh Al Aviv El Shil Pa'amim Haya Mispal Beis HaKnesses Hasmucha LeBeis Shmispal Ba B'Nosach Ashkenaz and he asks, I'm Yud Beis Chodesh, I want to daven in a minyan, it's only Ashkenazim. V'shalim r'shal yosham shalach tzibra menusach Ashkenaz, v'horeitzi lo shim yis kimenu b'kol akal shispal menusach hasvarnim kimenu avosav yavl ne'ateva. If the Ashkenaz will let you daven as a Sephardi, then that's fine. But if not, then you can't daven. And this was the psak that we received for this Sephardi who davens on our shul, that he cannot daven Friday night, no, for the Amud, because he has to daven Nusach Sephardi, not for Nusach Ashkenazim. And I sent an email to Rabbi Tolidano, who's Rav Yosef's grandson, and he responded, and he said that yes, this is the psak my grandfather gave me, and when I was in yeshiva, Shabbos, Parshas Zachor, they had a shtick where they would have the Sephardim daven for the Amud in a Nusach Ashkenazis, and pretend that they had like a yeshivish Havara and pronunciation, and they thought it was a great shtick, great fun. This is what they do for fun in yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. They thought it was very funny. And I asked my grandfather, he said, if I could do it. And Rav Avdya said, Usser, you can't do it. You cannot daven a different nusach. Even it means davening for the Amud. And that's the psak that he received. And that's why this individual does not daven for the Amud in our shul. But we discuss afterwards that it's clear from Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuvas that he doesn't hold that way. And Rav Shachter also said that the whole issue of changing one's nusach is totally changing, not like a one-time event because of something that happened to the daven for the Amud, certainly. And Rav Moshe has his famous tshuva, which he says that if you're going to daven for the Amud, you should daven your private Shmoneh Esrei according to the private Shmoneh Esrei of the Tzibor, because your private Shmoneh Esrei is really a preparation for the public Shmoneh Esrei. You should daven your private Shmoneh Esrei as well. And Rav Shechter tells a story in Divrei Harav that Rav Moshe once went to visit the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the previous one, the Rebbe Rayatz, and during his visit, they davened Mincha, and Rav Moshe was a chiyuv at that time, and he went to the Amud. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe turned to him and said, even though Mistama, you're going to you daven the Nusach of the Gra, but here in our base Medrash in Chabad, that's not proper, and you have to daven our Nusach. And Chazar Sashatz, you should daven their Nusach. And Moshe said back to him that for sure, even though the Gra said, it said in the Peyas HaShulchan, that Bnei Adim Yechidim Ashkenazim Shemispalim Beis HaKnesses Asfardim V'chein Lehefech Asol HaMishanos Mishach HaTzibor. He says you can't be different. Even the Gra agreed that you can't be different than the Nusach of the Tzibor when you're davening for the Amud as well. And that's how he came out Halachamai for Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim can change the Nusach every once in a while if they need to daven a different Nusach of different Tzibor without a problem at the end of the day. Okay.